Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Concord Yellow Jackets against the Ewan Trout Creek Panthers in the Division IV state semifinals at Michigan State University. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside Steve Boyle on WKHM. Thanks for joining us this evening. And Steve, Concord, it's been quite some time since they've been on this stage. And what a run that these girls have made this season.
Yeah, you know, the postseason in girls basketball is so interesting, especially here at Division IV. They come out of a region where Pittsford had been unbeaten and lose to a Reading team. Then Concord comes and beats that Reading team. They move on and they face Byron Center team that, on paper, excellent, has played some tough opponents. So they go out and dominate those girls. I mean, Concord's playing great basketball right now. I love watching them warm up. They look so loose and ready to play, and I think Coach Parker has them in that mindset. The last two games I've seen them, they're the first team there on the bench. Beat me to the school, which doesn't happen all the time. So whatever they're doing right, and it's worked out for them so far.
Yeah, they've been playing excellent basketball under Coach Parker, especially the last 2 years. This year, 22-4 overall. Going for their first girls basketball state championship, they've officially matched their deepest postseason run this season. They last made it to the state semifinals back in 2012, and that's when they were playing up at Division III. So they have since then moved down to Division IV just last year, and they've had a lot of success. So their final year in Division III, 2023, went just 4-17, turned it around last year. Able to go 20-6, lost in the regional championship, and then making another step forward this year. So just seeing the growth of this team has been impressive.
Yeah, and I'll give credit to Matt Lehman and the others in that athletic department over at Concord. The football team switched to playing eight-man, so they kind of shrunk that department and started to be successful again. And you started to look that they just didn't have the enrollment to compete at those other divisions now where they're playing other teams with similar resources to them, and they're back up at the top. This is a school that's known for being a good basketball school, a good sports school, and it's good to see them back here on this big stage playing in the semifinals. 2012 the last time. That's a good long stretch to be without a trip like this, so I think they're very excited.
Yeah, they've just had a very strong season in order to get to this point. Four losses. They split their games with Bronson, a Division III school, as well as top-ranked Division IV school Morenci, who ended up seeing their season end earlier in this postseason. Mm-hmm. And then other two losses, Division II, Columbia Central, and Michigan Center. So a lot of big schools that they've had to play, which can be pretty advantageous to them. Obviously, some other schools see maybe a couple games, maybe playing a Division III school at this mm-hmm. level, but just a lot of those bigger schools that maybe they've carried over from their schedules back when they were Division III.
Yeah, you know, there was always that. We always had it in boys basketball. One of our first matches of the year would be Michigan Center Concord. So I'm glad that they're still playing even as Concord goes down to Division IV and Center up to Division II. You know, they've kind of spread apart in that way. But glad they still play each other because I think the communities, the staff, appreciate seeing those matchups year in and year out. And so, yeah, but it does pit them against bigger schools and tougher teams. And they'll lose some of those games. And so that blemish on their record may look bad. But when you start really factoring it into the whole year, yeah, of course they lost to a very good Michigan Center team. They don't have the resources, but when they're playing against other Division IV teams, well, then that's a feather in their cap that they have played against those bigger, tougher programs.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it translate into the postseason as well, especially where we've seen them, you know, have a lot of A lot of blowouts in this postseason trip, specifically coming off a fresh 28-point win, 54-26, against Byron Center Zion Christian in the quarterfinals. You were there doing that game. A little bit more about how they dominated in that one.
Well, I'll say it was similar in that one to the Reading game, where they just had the right game plan. And I think teams have been mismanaging how they would defend Concord. They've got that big in the middle, Grace Torres, who is a true big at 6'2". She's going to be the tallest player on the floor most nights. And they've been trying to double her and really take her out of the paint, which they have to do, because if they don't, they will just throw it down to her. But what that does is opens up these shooters, and we've seen Hannah Steimer, we've seen Brady Lehman, we've seen CeCe Barrett all be able to knock down shots. And so what happens is that really opens up the Concord offense, gets all the players in rhythm, and they're very patient. And Brian Haynes, the professor, and I, talking during that broadcast, we were saying Concord doesn't take many bad shots. They're patient, they take good shots, and so while they may not score as many points as you may see at other levels, they're not wasting possessions. Super efficient.
And that's definitely just a result of great coaching and just a great system that they've got there under Coach Parker. Again, the last two seasons, just seeing this program, be able to make the jump to this level, and you're able to see it, when you see those teams play patiently like that.
Yeah.
And be able to make adjustments throughout the game as well.
Talking about the offense there, Connor, but also on the defensive end, particularly in that game against Byron Center Zion Christian, CeCe Barrett took on the task of guarding their best player, and she locked her down. Like, it was lockdown defense, and to her credit, to Barrett's credit, it didn't take her out of the offense either, so she was able to contribute on the offensive end and then recommit back on the defensive end and really locked her down. Now, I think they're capable of doing that tonight as well, except you and Trout Creek has probably three players that need to be locked down, so we'll see if a couple of other defenders can step up to that challenge. And I heard from the broadcaster from Trout Creek, he said they did that to St. Ignace's best player, so this could be a defensive battle, but I think Concord's up for it if it is, because I don't think they need to score a lot of points to win, even though I believe Coach Parker and the team set the record for points in a season for girls last year at Concord, so they can score.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun matchup, and specifically a pretty interesting you and Trout Creek team. And we're going to chat a little bit more about them here coming up in the girls basketball pregame show here at the Breslin Center, the home of the Spartans for the girls Division IV state semifinals. We're back in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. this message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM.
Counting down to tip-off for our Division IV girls state semifinals here at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University. It's the Concord Yellow Jackets and Ewan Trout Creek Panthers. And for Ewan Trout Creek, only one loss this season, 26-1. Mostly dominated their competition, and it's kind of hard sometimes to gauge how good these some of the Upper Peninsula teams are, but they're looking pretty good coming into here in the state semifinals.
Yeah, just the eyeball test they passed. You know, you got to see shots going in. You want to see athletic-looking shots, too. You know, there's a noticeable difference sometimes between the bottom player on the girls' bench and the top player on how smooth the shot looks, but I don't see any rough shots out there. Things look good for Ewan Trout Creek. And by the way, I think their numbers look good. The lone loss on the season, you mentioned only one loss. It came to a Negaunee team that was 22-1 on the year. That one loss was in the district final, so they were great all year and just ran into some competition. So that does give you a little maybe head scratcher to say, you know, has Trout Creek been able to avoid great competition? But right now, the eyeball test, they pass. I really think some of the matchups are going to be pretty even out here. What they're going to try to do to stop Concord and vice versa, I think they match up really evenly. And so where do they find advantage? I'll be looking to see that. And they got three good scorers and some good rebounders, too, for Ewan Trout Creek. So they're not really showing any, you know, you can't lock down one. You got to worry about the three-headed monster.
And especially size, you know. Obviously, Concord has Thorez down low, 6'2". They don't have a 6'2" player, but they still have several girls who have some size and strength down low. So you never know if maybe, you know, the matchup down low, getting multiple girls that size, we'll see if they go extra big in their lineup to try to not only counteract Thorez, but see if they can get in there and you know, try to get some other players like, oh wow, overwhelmed with that size.
Yeah, what I said when we were talking about Concord, that a lot of teams have had to kind of zone up or at least double down, triple down on Grace Thorez in the paint. We'll look to see if maybe Trout Creek feels like they can play one-on-one with her in the paint, and that will maybe mitigate some of the offensive explosion they've had from their guards with Hannah Steimer with double digits and Barrett with double digits and Brady Lehman with double digits in both of the games we've seen here in the postseason.
You and Trout Creek as well. They made it to the state quarterfinals back in 2005, and then since then, kind of mostly middle-of-the-pack school for Division IV, and then started to gain some traction back in 2017. So the last, you know, 7-8 years, starting to gain some traction as a program, be a really force in Division IV. Made it to the regionals 2019, 21, 23, and last year. Finally break through to the Final Four this year. I got this on MHSAA as well. This is the first semifinal that they've played in since 1986. So
yeah,
nearly 40 years since they've been this far in the postseason, and they're looking for their first state championship since 1985. So you got two programs here who don't really have that much deep. Obviously, you and Trout Creek, a couple regional trips. But
yeah. Well, I'll say this too, Connor. 14 years for the coach, and she's won the conference championship more than half of the time, or at least one more than half the time. So they've won some districts, they've done some things, but this is just a step further down the road. One thing I like about both of these teams, well, Thorez and Hannah Steimer will graduate for Concord. They're going to bring back quite a few players next year. No seniors on the roster for you in Trout Creek. So this is a young team. But, yeah, they're getting some experience this year and today especially, hoping to grab some too.
Going to be a fun matchup to watch. That'll do it for the girls basketball pregame show here as we go through starting lineups and tip-off next. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We are live at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University, for tonight's girls Division IV state semifinals between the Concord Yellow Jackets and the Ewan Trout Creek Panthers. I'm Connor Dockery alongside Steve Boyle for this evening's matchup as we go through the starting lineups here for both teams. They had a very cool pregame video, which obviously we're not usually used to seeing those before games at this level.
Yeah, it was a nice hype-up video, kind of give them a little rundown of some past buzzer beaters here in the semifinals on this Breslin Center court. I like it.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. So they're doing the offset starting lineups here for both these teams as we will get those full starting lineups for you here in just a moment.
kind of really quick while we're thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. We weren't thinking about it, but the professor Brian Haynes and I note a trend, and we like to point it out when there's coaches' kids on the team. And Coach Bessenen has two Bessenen in the lineup for UN Trout Creek, and that's noteworthy. You have a couple of coaches' kids coming out and playing, and she's not kin to the head coach, but Brady Lehman for the Yellow Jackets of Concord. Her dad, her mom, both coaches. So she's got double coach in her family, and then her sister and brother both star athletes in the past here at Concord. So there's a good history for her. So it's just noting that coach-kid connection that I think is noteworthy.
Got the starting lineups in. So first for the Lady Yellow Jackets, starting five will be Haley Steimer, Hannah Steimer, CeCe Barrett, Freddie Lehman, and Grace Torres. Head coach Arshawn Parker. Meanwhile, for the Lady Panthers, starting five will be Bree Bessenen, Emma Bessenen, Hannah Ferguson, Michaela Basil, and Ireland McGeeshick. Head coach is Jackie Bessenen.
Yeah, Bree Bessenen leads them in scoring at 16.9 a game, and then Ireland McGeeshick 16.5, and then you're getting 12.3 out of Emma Bessenen, too. So three scorers that they're going to have to keep an eye on if you're Concord and keep this game close. And I think they're capable of defending them all. I think the matchups work out great for Concord.
McGeeshick and Torres with the jump ball. And it's won by Torres. So the Lady Yellow Jackets with the first possession of the game. Going from right to left on your radio dial. As we have it at the top of the key with Brady Lehman. Guarded out there by Bree Bessenen. Dribbles, passes off to the right-hand side. Now down low for Torres. Double-teamed immediately in the paint. She's trapped beneath the basket. Falls away with the shot. That one short. Rebound for McGeeshick.
Yeah, Torres got down underneath, and she kind of got stuck there. If she passes out, it's a three-second call. Forced it up. Good job by the Trout Creek folks to not foul.
Moving around the perimeter here for the Lady Panthers, wearing their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in gold, as we have a jump ball forced on the near side by Brady Lehman. It's going to stay with Ewan Trout Creek.
Right away, Connor, you can see they doubled Bree Bessenen out at the top, tried to get the ball out of her hands. We'll see if they continue that strategy.
Quick inbound for Bessenen. She's going to pass it off to the far side now for Bree Bessenen. Good close out there. She drives on the baseline. Nearly trapped in the corner. Now at the left elbow, dish down low. Shot, a foul for Ireland McGeeshick now to go to the line for two.
I think they got Torres on that one coming through on the block attempt.
Yes, they did, yeah. It's her first, team's first. We'll have our first two free throws of the game brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Always on timer, you don't pay a dime, Connor.
I love that jingle that they have in those commercials.
Yeah, that's newer, but it's energetic.
I wonder what they're going over at the scores table. We heard the horn, but there's no... Well, there's no substitutions there. So Ireland McGeeshick at the line for two. She makes the first one, and that gives us our first point of the game. Ewan Trout Creek up 1-0 now, about 1 minute into the first quarter. Brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities.
McGeeshick split the pair. She shoots about 65%, Connor.
Now for Concord, their second possession of the night, wearing their road black uniforms, gold numbers trimmed in white. Top of the key now for Torres. Gets the handoff through the lane for Barrett. Layup on the right hand. Rattles in and out. Rebound for McGeeshick.
They freed her up with a teeth-shattering screen there. Just missed the bunny.
Now for Ewan Trout Creek. Lobbing it down low. Pass is tipped away. Not stolen. It goes right back to McGeeshick, who dribbles back to the near side corner and gives it back out for Bessenen. Gets the screen on the left. Now straight away. Crosses over. Stopped at the left elbow. Looking for the handoff, gets the backdoor cut for Bree Bessenen, stopped on the baseline. And now back outside as Ewan Trout Creek going to try to restart their offense. And a Bessenen screen on the right, takes the deep three. That's off left. Offensive rebound for McGeeshick. Tries to pass down to the other block for Basil. Back outside. Now another chance here. Back for Bessenen on the perimeter, double teamed by the Concord defense. Tight zone now on the far baseline. Mid-range J for McGeeshick. That's short off the heel. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Concord basketball.
Yeah, they continue. Whenever Bree Bessenen gets it, they're sending a second player to go double and get it out of her hands. We'll see if she can capitalize on that and find open players.
Some full court pressing here for Ewan Trout Creek, and the pass is tipped away. It'll be last touch out of bounds by the Lady Panthers.
Concord wasn't ready for that. They didn't have anybody back to help out. Brady Lehman calling for somebody to come and get that pass.
Now Wabigate into the backcourt for CeCe Barrett. Gets it across the timeline, drives through the lane, floater on the right hand. That one's short. Gets her own offensive board on the baseline. And now stopped in the corner. Another try here for Concord trying to get on the board in this first quarter, brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Now dished to the near side baseline, jumper off the mark for Steimer, and another rebound for the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, nothing's going in right now for Concord, but they are getting open looks, and those have all been good shots.
And we got some nice passing up the floor. Michaela Basil able to lay it up and in, and it's now 3-0. Ewan Trout Creek, Concord, now still trying to get that first bucket, trying to get that answer. Barrett through the lane and has it ripped away on the baseline by Ferguson.
Concord really looking to penetrate and get baskets in the paint. May have to start taking some of those open jumpers that they're giving up.
3-0 for Ewan Trout Creek. 3 minutes into this Concord Community Schools first quarter here at the Breslin Center for our girls' state semifinals. Top of the key for Emma Bessonen, now on the far side for Bree Bessonen, in the corner for Michaela Basil. Takes a couple dribbles, harassed out there by Hannah Steimer. Able to deflect the ball off of her and out of bounds. A nice turnover forced by Steimer.
Good pressure out on the ball handlers on the wings for Concord. Getting turnover out of it. I think we'll see more of that.
Trying to force more disruptions there as we got another full court press lobbed into the backcourt for Barrett. And now for Lehman to bring the ball into the timeline as the press backs off initially. A little bit just a man-to-man zone there. As now gets the screen at the top, drives through the lane, kicks to the corner. Now through the lane for Barrett. Back for Lehman. Has her jump shot blocked. Offensive rebound Torres. Back outside for Lehman and on the left elbow for Steimer. Drives through the lane, stopped. Bounce pass into the corner for Barrett. Now for Steimer outside. Concord trying to work it into the paint. Now driving through, Lehman, couple crossovers, back into the corner for Barrett. Drives on the baseline, floater on the right hand is up and in for the first Concord bucket.
Yeah, Barrett's been able to get that step every time. She's just made that one. That's the only difference. She made it, and it's a good shot.
Now it is 3-2, Concord trailing here. Ewan Trout Creek with the ball now, 3:46 to go in this Concord Community Schools first quarter. Through the lane, stopped now on the baseline for Magishik. Has it stripped away. Concord gets the steal.
They run in the break in the open court. Barrett and good recovery by the Panthers. But good defense by Concord on that end, and they'll turn it over at midcourt. But it was good defense to recover as that back cut to nearly looked like it was going to be a layup. You got Thoris down there to block. They give it up to Magishik, but the help comes, and Concord turned into a turnover.
We had an errant pass there for Concord. It was tipped into the backcourt, but a last touch on them, so they ruled it a over and back. So Ewan Trout Creek with the possession, floater on the right baseline, off the glass and out. Emma Bessonen, offensive rebound once more, this time for Ferguson. And more harassment there by Concord. We're going to get a foul, I believe. It's going to be on Steimer.
Hannah Steimer pressuring as they've been doing all game, just got a little too overzealous and commits the harm.
Get that on Hannah Steimer, her first team second. Now for the Lady Panthers inbounding on the left side of the hoop to the top of the key for Ferguson. Now a handoff for Bessonen through the lane, now on the right for Basil. Pass fake in, dribbles around the horn, has her pocket picked by Barrett. Now it make it a Lehman coast to coast layup is up and in.
Brady Lehman averaged about 4.5 steals a game. She got one there. Gives Concord their first lead, and with under 3 to play in the first quarter, this has been, like we expected, defensive battle.
And that's going to lead to a timeout by Ewan Trout Creek. Need to talk things over. We're going to step aside back in 60 seconds here. You got girls semifinal basketball on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Girls state semifinals, close one, 4-3 Concord over Ewan Trout Creek. Got a missed shot on the inbound. Ireland McGeeshick not able to get the right hook in the lane, and Concord has another chance here as they just got the lead as we have a near steal here. Lehman able to dive on the floor and save it after nearly having it stolen. Now in the corner for Steimer, has it stripped away, and it's stolen this time by Bree Bessonin. Now a fight for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Several players jumping on that. No pun intended, and it's going to stay with Concord.
I know that Brady Lehman's a pickpocket, but we've seen two times on that possession, Bree Bessonin getting her hand in the cookie jar and knocking it away too. So defense continues to be at a premium here.
Now an inbound immediately, a three catch and shoot. Barrett, that one's just short. And a rebound down for the Lady Panthers.
The defensive matchups, too, I don't think they feel like they have to double Bree Bessonin now. They've been playing her pretty straight up with Hannah Steimer. We'll see if that continues.
Now maneuvering through the lane, flipping it up. No, Bree Bessonin couldn't get that one. Now Concord quickly the other way, trying to take advantage of the numbers. Barrett drives, kicks back out for Hannah Steimer. Floater in the lane. That one's well short, might have been blocked.
And rebounded by the Panthers, and Concord staying back, now have to retreat.
Now on the left-hand side, about 90 seconds left in this Concord Community Schools first quarter. Still just 4-3 for Concord. Very low-scoring game as we got a three ball on the right. That's off the heel by Basil. And then another Concord rebound for Hannah Steimer.
Bree Bessonin looking for her own shot the last couple times down and missing.
Now into the front court for Grace Thorez. The top of the key now on the left-hand side for Hannah Steimer. Sets the screen. Stop to the elbow. Now on the near side, Lehman fires the three. That one's just short. Now tracked into the corner for an offensive rebound for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Lehman has it once again, driving through the lane. Layup on the left hand, swatted by McGeeshick.
That's what Grace Thorez does to a lot of Concord opponents. It's nice to have that big defender back there when your opponent penetrates.
Now at the top of the key for Bessonin through the lane. Tough shot. No, but she's fouled. That might be the second on Thorez. We'll see, but we got more free throws coming for Ewan Trout Creek.
Yeah, Concord's a different defensive team when Thorez goes out. If they have to go to the bench, it's not the same back there. No one's as big in the shot blocker as Thorez.
So that is going to be her second foul. We'll see if they pull her from the game. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Up and in for Emma Besson in her first bucket.
So far, it looks like Coach Parker's going to stay with Thora as Arbuckle, usually the sixth player, first player off the bench for Concord, still on the bench right now, and Thora gets that rebound.
In and out on the second free throw, splits them. We're tied at four, 40 seconds left in the quarter. Got a handoff into the half court for Barrett. Dribbles around the perimeter onto the far side. Now into the corner. Cuts back up to the top of the key. Picks it up now, trying to pass it in. It's tipped away, stolen by Basil. And another turnover.
Barrett had Steimer open, just had the pass deflected. Turns it over instead.
Looks like you and Trout Creek going to hold for the last shot here. Final 15 seconds ticking down in the first quarter. Brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Now at the free throw line, back into the corner for Bessonin on the right side. Final 5 seconds. Screen coming on the left. Still keeps the dribble alive on the left. Takes a deep three at the buzzer. That one's just short. And that concludes a very close, very defensive first quarter. Just 4-4.
Yeah, maybe shaking off a little bit of this Breslin Center nerves. Both teams shot a little rough there in the first quarter. I think we'll see a little scoring open up in the second.
Second quarter coming up next. You've got the girls' state semifinals right here on WKHM. Next.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the second quarter is upon us here at the Breslin Center for the girls' state semifinals. Just 4-4 only for these two teams. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, Town Coffee Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. And we'll see, as you mentioned, we'll see if the scoring starts to open up. But both teams, a couple blocks, a couple turnovers. It's been points at a premium, to say the least.
I feel prophetic a little bit, too, from the pregame, because the matchups really have been pretty even defensively. Both teams defending well on the ball out on the perimeter. And the two bigs down low battling it out, too. Rebounds tough to come by. Both teams box out. Both teams crash the board. So where are they going to find the edge? I guess we'll see if it's just shot-making.
Ewan Trout Creek with the first possession of the second quarter, and it's inbounded into the backcourt for Emma Bessonen, met out there by Barrett. Dribbles to the top of the key now on the right for Bree Bessonen. Good close out there by Steimer. Now looking to get it down low for McGeeshick. Able to get it to her on the baseline, guarded by Torres, playing with two fouls. Has it poked away, now back up top for Bessonen. Step back, long three. That one's short off the front iron, but the long rebound bounced out to Bree Bessonen.
Yeah, that's a good upper hand. I thought that was in.
Now on the left hand, a bit of a circus shot off the mark, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Haley Steimer. It's going to stay with you in Trout Creek.
That was a nice spin move drive for Bessonen, but again, Torres down there changes the shot half the time that anyone goes down there. So great defense by Concord.
Yeah, you have to see them kind of arc it way higher than they probably normally would. As we've got an inbound for McGeeshick and a handoff again for Bessonen on the right-hand side. About 40 seconds into the second quarter, still 4-4 tie in the semifinals. Loft it to the left for Basil. Stopped at the top of the key, looks to the left, then goes to the right for Ferguson. And a handoff for Bessonen. Concord mindful of her ability to shoot that long ball. Pass down low, it's tipped away, stolen. Thora's able to get that deflection.
Great timing by Thora's down to play behind the post player, but get out and knock it away, and the pass is coming down without fouling. It was two fouls on her.
Now for Concord, trying to regain the lead here at the free throw line for Barrett. Back outside for Steimer. Gets the screen, dribbles around, and we got a reaching foul by Michaela Basil. Her first, team's first.
Four rebounds apiece for Barrett and Thora's. For Concord, so they're crashing the boards. Seven boards for McGeeshick so far, though.
Boy,
for the Panthers.
Holding her own down low as we got a floater in the lane off the mark for Lehman, but the rebound pinballs outside and it's picked up by Barrett. Now she spins at the left elbow, now kicks it back to the baseline. Pass fake in, Steimer, floater on the right hand, in and out. Still another battle on the board. Steimer had it, trying to shuffle it outside, and we got several players diving on it, forcing another jump ball, but it'll stay with Concord once again.
What a great look by Steimer, and just doesn't fall. I thought that was halfway down, and she doesn't get the make, but again, Concord getting good looks because they don't take bad shots. I haven't seen it yet.
That patience hopefully will pay off for him at some point. He's got a quick inbound. Barrett has it stuffed by Basil.
Oh, they got away with one there. She should be shooting free throws.
No free throws yet in this one for Concord. Already four attempts for Ewan Trout Creek. Two of four as we got a left hook off the mark by McGeeshick.
Great job to rebound and look to run.
Three on three the other way. Defense tries to set. Now Concord will try to slow it down here. Kick into the corner. Lehman, three ball. That's up and in. Make it CC Barrett actually on the long ball.
Yeah, Barrett got nice catch. Had time to concentrate and really keep that in rhythm, but also make sure that she got a full shot in knocking down the triple and giving Concord the 7-4 lead.
Especially a triple. We'll see if that gets the scoring going. Now 7-4. Concord over Ewan Trout Creek. 5.5 to go in the first half. Now a step back three ball. Insert on the other end by Bree Bessonen.
They've been guarding her with Haley Steimer, and she's been doing a good job, but that one got a screen and nothing she could do. Just good offense.
Lehman pressured in the backcourt by Bessonen and had it poked away, but she's able to recover. Dribbles quickly to the near side. Now an entry pass tipped and stolen away, then poked out of bounds right in front of us by Hannah Ferguson to force the turnover.
Yeah, she threw it off of Lehman's leg. I like they were looking to go down to Torres. Great job reading the defensive play and making the interception there for the Panthers.
Now Ewan Trout Creek, another chance for them to get back in front. Back in fourth, first half. As Bessonen has it, cut off on the right block, back outside for Magishik. Takes a couple dribbles, now passes over for Ferguson. Around the screen, quick handoff for Bessonen. Pump fake on the three, now on to the left. Trying to cross over around Lehman, can't get around her. Sends it back over to Basil. Around the perimeter, cut off. Now a handoff for Bessonen. Dribbles near half court as Ewan Trout Creek restarts their offense. Handoff on the left for Basil. Quick handoff again for Bree Bessonen. Drives, cuts the corner, and she hesitates there with Torres down low. Cuts to the corner, back inside. Poked away by Lehman, and it's stolen away. Barrett, coast-to-coast, layup on the right hand. In, and a foul.
Well, Barrett, so athletic, gets a step on the defender. She took it all the way. Great concentration. She got pushed when she got up with it for the shot, so to be able to still hit it perfect off the square and score and draw the foul is great.
Brings us our first Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Now leading 9-7. As Barrett not able to convert the three-point opportunity. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up by Magishik in the corner.
I thought Brady Lehman snuck in and stole that offensive rebound away, but good job by the Panthers to clear it out of there.
Now at the top of the key for Bree Bessonen. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. At the free throw line now for Magishik. Handoff for Emma Bessonen. Nearly bobbled the handoff on the near side corner now for Ferguson, and it's a jump ball forced by Hannah Steimer. However, it is going to stay with the Lady Panthers.
Hannah Steimer with some force pulled the offensive player down to the floor to grab it, trying to grab that loose ball away.
Yeah, the larger offensive player at that. Packing quite a bite there on that attempt. Now inbounding on the right side of the basket to the top of the key for Bree Bessonen. Men out there by Steimer. 3:45 to go in the first half. Now a floater in the lane and an and one right back as Bessonen able to flip it up and in with the contact.
Tremendous move by Bessonen. Not much action. Just a small fake to the left, takes off right, and all the way to the basket. Great finish.
First foul on Brady Lehman. Tied again at 9. Bree Bessonen, 5 of Ewan Trout Creek's 9 points. Now 6 of them as she's able to convert the 3-point play.
That gives them a 1-point lead, Ewan Trout Creek.
Now quickly in the front court for Concord. Back to the corner for Steimer. Double team from the zone, trying to get it down low for Torres, but it's tipped out of bounds by Ferguson.
I do think Concord's still trying to settle in here and feel like, you know, they're comfortable. Several of the players, I think Barrett's the one who has made the most impact here early, and what a feed.
Dish down low for Thora is able to get her first bucket and immediately a quick 30-second timeout called by Coach Parker. We're going to leave it right here for the time being.
Love that timeout for Coach Parker. Great timing for it. Great feed down to Thora's, and she was working on that drop step finish at the basket throughout warm-ups and did it to perfection right there.
Yeah, and you can see she's only been able to get the ball like free throw line and out.
Yeah.
They've been really preventing her from getting the ball down low. And you see that's a focal point for opposing defenses, you know, keep the ball away from her at all costs. And to you and Trout Creek's point, they've been doing a good job of keeping the ball away from her. But that time, Concord able to finally get it to her in her favorite spot on the low block and able to get that nice score on the hook.
Yeah, great feed by Barrett in that case. Credited with the assist. She's got 5 boards and 7 points. Great game so far for Barrett in the first half.
Now going the other direction for UN Trout Creek. Some full court pressing for Concord out of the timeout, leading over the Lady Panthers 11-10. And stolen again. Lehman on the ball. Layup. Coast to coast is up and in on the right hand.
Shades of what they were doing out of the gate in this game. They doubled Bree Barrett Fessenden and swiped it away from her.
This time able to beat the press. Coast to coast for Bessenin, down low for McGeeshick. That's blocked away by Torres.
Torres with two fouls, flirting with it there, but got the block clean.
Floater on the other end, that's left short for Barrett. Offensive rebound, put back up and in for Torres.
The bigs for Concord playing well right now with Barrett, not necessarily a big, but one of the longer players on the floor for either team, having their way right now.
And now we need a timeout for UN Trout Creek as Emma Bessenin double teamed on the full court press, had nowhere to go. So we're going to step aside as well. 15-10 Concord, their largest lead of the night here in the girls state semifinals. 2:42 to go in the first half. We're back in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Two and a half to go in the first half. Out of the timeout, Concord leading UN Trout Creek 15-10 in our semifinals. Lady Panthers with the ball. Now trying to work it down low. Pass fake. Basil cut off on the baseline. And she pulls it back outside for Bree Bessenin. Drives through to the free throw line. Has to pull it back outside. Double team coming in. Now a pass on the baseline. Basil jumper. That one rattles up and in.
They're doubling Bessenin, and Lehman left her to go double Bessenin, and Basil's got to be able to make those shots. In this case, she definitely did.
Now, final 2 minutes of this first half is Concord leading by three, trying to maintain this cushion through the lane. Lehman, right hand floater is off the mark, and a rebound for Basil.
Great penetration, but again, when those shots just aren't falling, it looks bad, but that's a great move and a good shot by Lehman.
Now dish down low for McGeeshick. Here's the big battle that we love seeing tonight. She passes back outside. And now around the perimeter for Emma Bessenin. Couple crossovers, driving on the baseline. Tough, high floater, off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And it'll be last touch by McGeeshick. And it'll be Concord the other way.
I'm surprised that they called, because it did look like Concord knocked away. And I almost thought they'd give him the ball just because there was some contact and tried to avoid giving Grace Torres her third foul.
Loud Concord student section on the far side. Ton of people showing up for both schools. Particularly impressive for UN Trout Creek, given how far they had to come to get here.
That's, yeah, Concord. They're darn near Wisconsin and UN Michigan.
Yeah, love to see the small school support here in these deep postseason matchups. As Lehman has it inside the front court. Final 60 seconds and change of this first half. Concord up three. Top of the key for Barrett. A little bit of a jab step now. Dribbles on the right side. Swings it back over to Steimer. And then Lehman in the near corner. Drives in the baseline. She's cut up by Bessenin. Now a pass fake in. Steimer through the lane. Right hand floater. No. Rebound tipped down. Goes down to McGeeshick.
Oh, man. Shades of Xavier Simpson from U of M with that kind of running hook shot almost. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, had to kind of arc it higher again with the presence of McGeeshick. What we saw on the other end as well with Torres in the paint. As UN Trout Creek trying to move it inside the perimeter, has to pull it back outside. Now for McGeeshick at the top of the key, final 20 seconds of the half. Pass in for Bessenin, poked away on the floor, stolen away there by Lehman again.
Basil was all alone down there. Lehman, great job to see that and get in the passing lane and steal that away.
Oh, and then Barrett turns it over on the other end. Final 5 seconds. We'll see if you and Trout Creek can get a shot up at the half court. Bessonen floats it up. Just short at the buzzer.
Wow.
That would have tied this thing up. But that brings us to halftime. What a close first half. This has been fun so far.
Yeah, 5 points felt massive when Concord went up that high because there's not a ton of points out there to be gotten. Great job by kind of settling in there. You and Trout Creek make some good defensive plays. And, again, I think they got lucky with Concord missing a couple shots that were point blank. And I don't think that you can count on that going. Concord's had some good looks that just haven't fallen. I think in the second half, if those go down, they can walk out of here with a pretty good win.
We're going to break this thing down in the Grass Lake Community Schools halftime report coming up next. It is 15-12 Concord over UN Trout Creek in our girls' state semifinals here at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University. That's coming up here in 2 minutes on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back at halftime here at the Breslin Center, Michigan State University for our girls' state semifinals. Close one here, 15-12, Concord over UN Trout Creek. Connor Dockery with Steve Boyle here on WKHM. Now into the Grass Lake Community Schools halftime report, your destination district in Jackson County. And some of these deep postseason matchups, you get these two heavyweights, these two terrific teams in Division Four, and these matchups get very tight, very closely contested, and these two teams almost a mirror image of each other so far.
Yeah, it looked like it on paper, Connor, and it's played out on the floor. Both of the Bessonen girls can handle the ball well, and they're dangerous to shoot. We've seen that. Even if they didn't go in, they have good-looking shots. And was it Bree that knocked down that step-back three? That was golden. So that was a huge shot, it turns out, for you and Trout Creek. Yeah, but I think Concord has had the right defensive call every time down. They started out doubling Bree Bessonen. And then kind of went away from it, went back to it by the end of the half. And I think that's something they can do. And they're going to test Basil and Ferguson to contribute points in some way, make them be scorers. And Basil knocked down that one jumper. But other than that, the two of them have been kind of non-factors on the offensive end for Trout Creek.
And one thing I think is interesting is you could tell that Ireland Magishik is probably a lot bigger of a presence in the offense on a night-to-night basis. Because they're not used to playing a 6'2" Grace Torres down low. So you can tell that's been kind of a little bit of a wrinkle that they've had to try to maneuver around is, okay, you know, they're used to teams like, okay, if we get it down low to her, they'll double. You know, she has an opportunity to kick out. But it's like when she's got it down low, it's been one-on-one with Torres. And, you know, she's been able to really play well against her, able to get a nice block on one of her hook shots there in the second quarter. So you can see that's a little bit of a thing that Ewan Trout Creek has had to overcome. And even to the same point, Concord to an extent on the other end.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, and I don't know if you noticed, Connor, but keeping an eye on Hannah Steimer. She's been an offensive threat from beyond the arc when they go down to Thor's or when Brady Lehman penetrates. They've stayed glued to her. Hannah Steimer hasn't had a, I don't know if she's had a touch in the half court, let alone an open look. They've been pasted to her, recognizing that she is a threat to score. But you're definitely right. The one-on-one defense ability of the two bigs down low to match up has changed the way these teams look and how they have to run their offense. I mean, we haven't seen Ewan Trout Creek before, but I got to imagine that that's uncommon for them, too, to go out and face a big that can stand up to Magisha, because she does go down there. She's a presence. 9 rebounds in the first half. She plays that role of a big very well. She had a couple blocks down here right in front of us, and yeah, so that's uncommon for Torres, uncommon for Magisha to have to match up against Twin Towers kind of going at it down there. I like it. It's been fun.
Yeah, and it's and Magisha otherwise only 1 point. That, you know, had a couple shot attempts, but Torres just been right in her grill that entire time. And Torres, she has that in mind. It's like, okay, if I get the ball and I'm in a good spot, I pretty much need to get it up right away. And we saw that with her first bucket coming there in the second quarter. Got it, nice spot, able to get that hook shot on the low block. And then in transition on another one, able to get a mid-range jumper in. So she kind of has that in her mind, like, all right, if I catch the ball, if I'm in a good spot, I can take it. If not, I know they're going to be putting all this pressure on me, going to have to go out with another option, going to have to pass it out. But Concord, you know, Barrett, she's been going, getting her spots. She's been getting good sports. And then Brady Lehman, twice we've seen her get a steal at the midcourt and able to get the coast-to-coast, just, you know, breakaway layup all alone.
Yeah, she's a thief, and that was picture-perfect. They were kind of pressing at midcourt, that last one she got, and she had kind of retreated, and so the offensive player took her mind off of Brady Lehman, and then she saw that happened and came right back and just took it away. Pretty picture to watch her right at midcourt swipe that and turn it into a layup, and I think that's an advantage that they have. Although, like I said, Bree Bessonen's not letting you dribble around her comfortably either. She's gotten her hand in the cooking jar a couple times, and it hasn't been turnovers yet, but it's definitely made the ball handlers for Concord uncomfortable. I did want to mention, too, we talked about it. Neither team substituted it even once in that first half.
Yeah.
And we talked about when that second foul got picked up by Grace Torres, maybe she might have to go out and take a breather to avoid picking up the third. Coach Parker, you know, rolled the dice on it, left his senior out there and trusted her, and she made it the rest of the half without a foul, and I think that's important because if she had picked up number three, things are way different for Concord.
Yeah, and not only if she picked up number three, but if Coach Parker decided to play it safe and pull her from the game for a couple minutes.
Same, yeah.
At that point, it would have been like, ooh, how does Ewan Trout Creek, you know, counter that? Are they going to go with Magisha a little bit more down low? So that definitely a little bit of a gamble that paid off big time for Concord.
Yeah, I think that may be one of the biggest coaching decisions of the first half was to not take her out. And I think Concord's going to come out with a halftime adjustment. They're still in the locker room. Ewan Trout Creek back out here warming up. We'll see what Concord's drawing up because I think they got something in mind to answer the Trout Creek defense.
Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink. That is with a B. Wolverine Seal Coating, Wolby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. That'll do it for the Grass Lake Community Schools Halftime Report, your destination district in Jackson County. Halftime score is Concord 15, Ewan Trout Creek 12. That'll do it for halftime. When we come back in 2 minutes, we'll have live coverage of the second half of our Girls State Semifinals on WKHM.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second half now underway from Michigan State University for our girls' state semifinals. 15-12 Concord over Ewan Trout Creek. Connor Dockery with Steve Boyle as Concord trying to quickly score. No by Barrett, put back. No by Torres. And another quick rebound for Ewan Trout Creek with a full court press.
That's a bad empty trip because Barrett got a great look and Thorez had a great look too, and they just missed him. These shots got to start falling for Concord to hold on to this lead.
Now for Ewan Trout Creek, just trying to keep this thing within one possession at least. Have it down low with Basil on the baseline. Has to pull it back outside. Now with Magishik on the perimeter. A couple dribbles to the left. Gets it over for Bessonen. Gets the screen on the left, goes to the right. Cut off there by Barrett. Double team coming in. Dribbles around the pair of them. Through the lane, splits the D. Layup on the right hand is up and in.
They did go out and to double team, and Bree Bessonen dribbled right through the double team and take it all the way to the basket.
1 minute into the third. It's a one-point lead now for Concord as they try to answer. Barrett drives, stops on the baseline, now in the corner. Back outside for Torres. Takes a dribble on the block, now dishes it into the corner for Steimer. Pulls it back outside for Lehman. Moving the ball around. Stopped at the free throw line, back to the near corner. Jab step. Barrett drives on the baseline. Dish to the opposite corner. Steimer lines up the three ball. Nothing but net for Haley Steimer.
That might have been foot on the line, but she's going to have to knock that down because they're leaving her to double. And if she can hit those, that's great for Concord.
You're right. They actually did rule that only a two. Three-point lead now, just a one-point lead for Concord as Magishik answers with a baseline jumper.
They're going to test her range, and if she's going to hit those, that's going to make Concord have to defend her and pull Torres out of the paint.
About 2 minutes into the third quarter now, 17-16 for Concord with the ball. Lehman has it near half court, cuts to the left, goes now to the basket with the double screen on the right. Layup is short on the right hand.
It's another great drive for Concord, and Lehman just leaves it short, but I think she knows if she has some distance, she can outrun her defender. She's
now
faster.
Bessonen cutting from left to right, now dishing it down low. Shot off the glass is up and in for Basil.
And again, that's exposing some of those things that Concord got away with in the first half, leaving those players open to go double team. And right now they're making them pay.
Now Ewan Trout Creek regains the lead, 18-17. Both student sections for these schools. Very loud back and forth, but Ewan Trout Creek very hype after that score, regained the lead. Concord moving the ball around patiently on the left-hand side now for Barrett and back outside for Lehman. About 5:10 to go in the third. On the left side for Barrett. Looking for the back screen now. Dish down low for Torres. Takes a dribble on the block. Now on the right hook. That one's off the mark.
Torres got away with a double dribble there. Missed the hook shot.
Now Lehman through the lane on the baseline for Basil. Takes a dribble, cuts down low for a wide open Magishik who scores.
Might see a timeout from the Concord bench soon.
Just like that, it's 20-17. This is actually UN Trout Creek's largest lead. They only led in that first quarter by 1 point, I believe. No, it was the
3-0. Yeah.
That was it. Now by four, Concord trying to get that answer. Down low for Thorez. Right hook is up and in.
That's a textbook right there, Thorez. I love that she got set, couldn't get it, passed it back out, and they went right back down to her so that she could get the spot she wanted and drilled that jump hook.
Concord pulls to within one as the Lady Panthers down low for Bessonin. Kicks back out to the perimeter for Basil. And now for Emma Bessonin. Double team coming in, trying to cut through. Picks up the dribble, tries to pass out, and the timeout is called. Are you in Trout Creek? Trying to present the turnover. We're going to step aside as well. Back in 30 seconds. It's a one-point game here in the Girls State Semifinals on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
FM. 20-19, Concord trailing here in the third quarter of our Girls State semifinals. UN Trout Creek with the possession, gets the handoff on the near side for McGeeshick. Now another handoff on the right for Bree Bessonin, fires the three, that's off left. Long rebound down for Thorez.
Again, they kind of have McGeeshick out on the floor, and Thorez gets out of the paint. Glad she could hustle down and grab that rebound because it was loose for a moment.
Now for Concord. Barrett cuts to the basket, turns on the jets, and she scores on the right hand.
Made that look easy. CeCe Barrett's a tremendous athlete and a great finish there, too.
Able to put Concord back in front, 21-20, 3:11 to go in the third. Basil down low, takes the shot off the mark, gets her own offensive rebound, and pulls it back to the baseline. Swings it back to the right. McGeeshick fires the mid-range jumper, and she scores again.
Again, her showing that range has made Thorez have to move around a lot more down on the block. That's going to open up some driving lanes if Trout Creek can get past their defenders.
Lead trades hands once again. It's another one-point lead for UN Trout Creek. Concord trying to answer once more. Lehman, screen on the right from Thorez. Lobs it down low for her, and it's intercepted. McGeeshick.
Yeah, trying to do kind of a screen and roll, and McGeeshick fronted the post and made that steal.
Now UN Trout Creek on the baseline. Now a long two for McGeeshick. That's off the mark. Rebound loose, and it rolls down for Lehman. Quickly up the floor. Drives, kicks to the corner. Three ball up and too strong by Steimer. But the other Steimer with an offensive rebound. Barrett down low, blocked by McGeeshick out of bounds.
I don't know how many times we've seen that in the tournament. When one Steimer misses, the other one rebounds. But nice offensive rebound, extra possession. Yeah, nice block by McGeeshick. Still Concord ball.
2:09 to go in the third. Inbounding on the left side of the basket. Now to the corner for Steimer. Pump fake on the three, and she'll cut back outside. Hand out for Lehman. Now takes the screen, cuts on the baseline, half spin. Back outside Steimer, fires a three ball again. Short, and rebound for McGeeshick. Ripped away, Steimer on the ground, and a jump ball is called.
The arrow's going to go to Trout Creek, but that again, that was Haley Steimer who took the shot. Then she's the next guy down there to also tie up that play. So great effort for Haley Steimer here in the second half.
More full court pressure from Concord as they try to get in front court. They do with Emma Bessonin leading by one over Concord. Now outside for Basil on the right wing, back into the corner for McGeeshick. Couple dribbles, half spin around Thorez, and able to go to the basket. She's fouled hard from behind, and she will go to the line for two.
Yeah, not a super quick move or anything by McGeeshick, but I think Thorez is maybe underestimating her ability to drive there. Got a good look at it, and that's number three for Grace Thorez.
You could hear the UN Trout Creek student section just erupting in cheers once she got that half spin, able to get around her to get that open lane. I don't think we've seen many. They probably haven't seen many dribble drives from her this season. First free throw off the mark.
Missed that Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. Again, she's about a 65.8 free throw shooter, and I think she's, what, 2 for 4?
Yeah. Split them there. She's now got 8. Final 90 seconds of the third. Feels like this third quarter blew past us here at the Breslin Center. As Concord trailing by 2, trying to tie it at least on this possession. Steimer able to get it back out for Barrett. Cuts on the baseline, around the defender, reverse layup off the mark, and rebound for Magishik again.
Got a little too deep on that layup off the bottom of the backboard.
Coast to coast for Bessonen. Layup on the left hand, gets the friendly roll. He's got 10, first player in double-digit points, and now it's a 4-point Ewan Trout Creek lead. Final 50 seconds and change of the third quarter.
So and now it's their largest lead of the game.
Yeah. And we're going to get a timeout here for Coach Arshon Parker. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step aside accordingly. Final 50 seconds coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Jackson's
News. 145 seconds of the third. Concord down by 4 with the ball. Steimer has it on the inbound. Bounce pass into the corner for Lehman. Lobs it down low for Thorez. Double team coming in. Loses it. And it's poked away. Recollected by Concord. Able to slow it down once again. 28 seconds ago in the third. Torres has it near half court. Now on the right for Lehman. Sets the screen on the left. Cuts to the basket. Now on the far corner for Steimer. Sets another screen. Through the lane. Half spin. Pulls it back outside. Final 13 seconds of the third. Bombing it down well for Torres. Quick hook on the right. Up and in against tough defense.
Nice shot. Torres caught it on the block. Just went right to that jump hook and got it.
Final 3 seconds. Step back. Three at the buzzer. Off the mark for Bessonen. And that ends the third quarter. And we've got an interesting fourth quarter coming up next. 25-23, Ewan Trout Creek over Concord. That's coming up in 60 seconds. You've got girls semifinal basketball on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We just had a half-court shot made by a fan here. Going into the fourth quarter of our girls' state semifinals, 25-23, UN Trout Creek over Concord.
Yeah, I wonder if that's worth some cash. He buried that.
Yeah. Wow, it's always fun when you see some of those go in. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and the Protection Center. Connor Dockery, Steve Boyle with you on WKHM. Concord will have the first possession of the fourth and final quarter.
They trail by two. Interesting to me, Hannah Steimer held scoreless, and they continue to kind of watch her. We'll see where the points are going to come from. They've been looking to go down to Torres, but it's tough sledding to find, try to feed her. They're very aware of her on the low block.
Pass poked out of bounds by Magisha. Concord will now inbound on the right side of the basket with Lehman. Now into the right elbow for Barrett. Takes a couple dribbles, cuts back to the left through the lane. Stopped at the free throw line. Trying to pass out quickly. Does get it to Lehman. A couple dribbles now will slow things down here. Lobbing it down low for Torres. Pass poked away briefly, and then Torres threw it away.
Sometimes too deliberate going to Torres. They had a second defender come over very early and make that pass not a good one.
When Trout Creek trying to grow their lead out beyond just 2 points. 40 seconds into the fourth. Bounce pass down low for Magishik. Into the corner now, and a quick handoff for Bessonen. Closely guarded by Lehman. Double team coming in. Half spin. Step back on the baseline. Jumper rolls off the rim and rebounded by Torres.
Torres gets that board. That's number 8 for her, but 13 rebounds in the game for Island Magishik so far. Having a massive game.
Yeah, nearing the double-double, 8 points as well. Now on the right for Lehman. Gets the handoff outside for Barrett. Back up top for Haley Steimer. Dribbles through the lane on the baseline. Tough layup, no, but she is fouled from behind. Trip to the line for Concord.
Haley Steimer headed to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw stripe. And she shoots... Where's my percentage at? Shout out to Matt Lehman for the numbers, but they're a little blurry. Haley Steimer shoots about 67%.
For what it's worth, first one was off, so if that helps your calculations in any way, but you were able to find the number there. So she does get the second one, at least for this game, 50%.
There you go.
So there we go. That brings Concord within one, 6:35 to go. In the semifinals, UN Trout Creek into the front court with Bessonen. Back over for Ferguson. Gets another handoff for Emma Bessonen. Another screen coming on the right. Dribbles on the far side. Cuts back to the top. Back and forth. Another double team coming in. Through to the basket. Loses the dribble. Now outside. Basil mid-range jumper on the baseline. Can't get the friendly bounce.
What a rebound by Brady Lehman. She was in on three plays there. She had a hand in the... And to knock away the ball from the dribbler, then she swipes in for the layup there, or for the rebound there. Brady Lehman everywhere right now. She's got to be big here in the last few minutes.
And she has it now for the Lady Yellow Jackets, trying to regain the lead, down by one, 5:50 left. Steimer through the lane, picks it up, can't go up and under, back outside for Lehman. Stopped at the free throw line, extended. On the baseline for Barrett, floater up, that one's short. Rebound down, a double team in the backcourt. It's lost on the ball. Who's got it? It's a jump ball, and it'll stay. Oh, no, it'll be UN Trout Creek ball.
Yeah, a lot of another good look for Barrett. They're just a little short, but more looks like that. They're gonna give themselves a chance to win this one at the end.
Some full court pressure coming in for Concord. It's into the front court for Magishik as Torres is underneath the other basket. Now a handout for Bessonen to get it the rest of the way. On the right wing. Back into the corner for Basil. Found it down low. Wide open. Ferguson. Somebody lost track of her.
It's been a couple times. Like I said, they've been doubling away from Ferguson and Basil. And that time, they caught up to him.
27-24 now. UN Trout Creek over Concord. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Final 5 minutes for one of these two teams this season. Concord needs a score here. Barrett has it on the left wing near half court. Just on the top of the Spartan logo here at MSU. Dribbles on the right. Down the double screen. Shuffles it back out for Steimer through the lane, layup on the left hand. That one's short.
Again, just another missed finish. A great opportunity for Concord, and just shots aren't going down. Barrett knockaway, though.
Able to get the steal, diving on it, shuffles it back over to Steimer. Ooh, trying to get over to Lehman. Defense coming in, poked out of bounds on the pass by Ferguson. Wild possession, but Concord at least holds on to it.
We were talking about Brady Lehman, too. She's only a sophomore, but she really plays much more experience than that. She said to her teammates, you know, let's calm down. Let's go out and make some plays.
Walk beneath the basket. Magishik swats Torres. Looking the other way, lobbing it down low for Basil. And now pulls it back outside. The Lady Panthers slow it down. Now on the far side for Magishik. Final 4 minutes in this one. Concord trailing by three. Long ball. That one short by Bessonin. The rebound for Barrett.
Good rebound by Barrett to squeeze that on the air ball and give them a stop and a chance to bring this closer.
The Concord fans chanting air ball on that one, not afraid to let her hear it.
Actually, I think those are Fowler fans for the next game, here for the next game early.
I think they're purple anyways, maybe. Three-pointer off the mark by Hannah Steimer and rebounded by Bessonin.
That's one of the first good looks Steimer's had all game. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Bessonin through the lane, tough layup. No, but she is fouled, and Thora's not happy with that. She picks up her fourth. Bessonin now at the line for two. Big Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
I likewise don't like that foul call. I didn't think there was much contact at all.
Yeah, ooh. And makes the first one, makes it a two-possession lead for Ewan Trout Creek. One more shot coming up for Bessonin. She's got 11 points to lead all scorers. One more on the way. Misses the second one, but an offensive rebound for Basil. And now a steal right back by Lehman. Three on three the other way. Barrett layup on the right hand off the mark. And a rebound by Bessonin again. Lost it. Double team coming in. We've got a quick timeout called by Coach Jackie Bessonin. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here. Wow. Pressure mounting for Concord. Down two possessions now. 28-24 for Ewan Trout Creek. 3:05 left in this one.
You know, Connor, I kept thinking Concord's going to have to start. Those shots are going to start falling. It's just going to happen, and it hasn't. You know, that's maybe four good looks in a row, and nothing's gone in. It's just not happening for them right now. But there's still time, and they don't need to start forcing up threes or anything. You're only down by four. That's two buckets. Couple steals and buckets.
Yeah, they're at the point where, so it'll be Ewan Trout Creek ball out of the timeout. They got to get a stop here. Probably got to get a score on their next possession, because down two possessions in crunch time, you're at the time where teams start killing the clock a little bit. You don't want to get into that foul time down two possessions.
They are going to come out pressure.
Big defensive possession here for Concord. Trailing by four. Into the front court for Bessonin. Pass into the corner for Basil. Hesitates, doesn't fire the open mid-range jumper. Picks it up now into the corner for Magishik. Tries to pass out of it. Gets it down low. Floater up. Off the mark there for Ferguson. They get the stop.
That's a good defensive set for Concord. Continuing to kind of frantically go double and able to, but they did pay attention to Ferguson and Basil when they were open.
2:30 left in this one. Concord needs a bucket right here. Barrett on the right elbow. Stops. Bobs it down low for Torres. Triple team coming in, and it's swiped away, and then a foul called on Torres. Is that her fifth?
Should be number five.
I think they got it. Oh, no. So, yeah, she lost it on the triple team and got her on the contact. So Concord now losing a critical piece for the final 2:22.
Yeah, Arbuckle will come in to take those minutes, and it makes Concord look a little different, but maybe in a faster way. You know, if they're going to need to go up, steal, and press, she's going to be a little bit quicker. That's a silver lining, I suppose. They're not as good without Grace Torres.
Now the full court press coming in, and now we got a timeout.
That timeout's maybe baloney because that was a steal by Haley Steimer.
and getting close too as well, a 10-second violation. So
yeah.
We're going to step aside. 2:15 left in the fourth. Concord trails by four. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM. Trails.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Trout Creek, three ball in the corner. That one's just short by Besson, and a big rebound for Lehman. Concord trailing by four, final 155. Now with the ball, huge possession here. Hannah Steimer has it, pulls it back outside. And now back outside for Lehman, top of the key. Dribbles on the right, right to the basket, layup on the right hand, up, no good. Rebound down, it's fought in a jump ball, forced by Haley Steimer, and it'll stay with Concord.
Nice penetration by Lehman, she had a step. Probably Trout Creek probably gets away a little bit of a push, kind of pushing her off of where she was driving.
Now outside, three ball, Barrett, that's off the mark, and a rebound down for Bessonen.
Good box out by Bessonen to keep Lehman off of that board. Brady will commit the foul on the pressure on the backcourt.
They've been a lot more willing to call these fouls. Kind of surprising. They didn't really call those the whole first three quarters of the game. And all of a sudden in this fourth quarter, they're blowing that whistle. Final 90 seconds. Concord might be at the time where they have to start fouling if they can't get the steal. Into the front court for Magishik. Poked away. Lehman couldn't quite get it from behind. And now down low, wide open, Basil. She scores. That's a big one for you and Trout Creek. Barrett the other way. Layup, no. Poked out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to stay with Concord, it looks like.
And again on that one, kind of pushing the lower body of Barrett on that drive. And, you know, it's subtle, but it's noticeable, and it does throw her off the shot.
30-24. Concord trailing. Mid-range jumper off the mark for Barrett, and another rebound for Basil. Ewan Trout Creek, they get fouled now by Lehman.
One coming down to this one-minute mark. You get to the point where you start looking to maybe put somebody on the line. I don't send Bree Besson in there, but you might see Basil or Ferguson. If they touch it, you grab them and send them to the line if you can.
Inbound right here. Got to hope for a pair of misses as well. If they don't get the steal, which they commit the foul now with Hannah Steimer, this will send Bree Besson into the line. For two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Trying to make it a three-possession game with 60 seconds left on the dot.
Three, two, one.
70%, or excuse me, 83% free throw shooter Bree Besson on the year.
And she accordingly makes the first one.
Three, two, one.
Second one also in. She's got 13, and that pushes the Ewan Trout Creek lead to 8 with 55 seconds left. Lehman now in the front court. Concord must score here. Hannah Steimer through the lane. Fumbles it. Goes into the corner. Barrett back outside for Lehman. Steps back outside. Through the lane. Barrett again. Floater on the glass. Short, but she is fouled. This will at least stop the clock and give her two opportunities.
Hey, I'm in.
That one was you couldn't not call that one. That was a very clear foul. You only wish Barrett had made it.
3, 2, 1.
Two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First one off the mark. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Alro Metals and Plastics, Fullers ChemDry, Concord Community Schools, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and Grass Lake Community Schools. Misses both. Barrett comes up empty. Full court pressure, and they do get the intentional foul in the backcourt to send Bree Bessonen back to the line.
At this point, you want to foul, put somebody on the line to extend this game, but it can't be Bree Bessonen.
Yeah,
you gotta deny her.
Especially at this level, to be an 80% free throw shooter, that's like being a 95% free throw shooter at like the college or NBA level. Makes the first one. She's got 14. Lead out to 9 now. Makes both of them, even with a lot of fans chanting behind us. 10-point game, 30 seconds left. Concord back into the corner. 3-ball Steimer. That one's short, and a rebound for Magishik. Pressured in the backcourt. Trying to get a turnover right here. But time's slipping away on us. Final 18 seconds. Into the front court. And they're not going to foul. That'll be it. You and Trout Creek going to dribble away the final 7 seconds on us here at Michigan State. Their supporters letting a lot of cheers. And a lot of cheers accordingly for Concord for their great season. And that is the final, 34-24. Ewan Trout Creek moves on to the state championship, and Concord falls in the final four.
Yeah, Connor, you know, the fouling out of Doris hurts. That stinks. I didn't love all the calls, the whistles, especially those last two. But Concord had plenty of opportunities, and we're unable to capitalize right. The first thing I'll look at is Haley Steimer, 1 out of 7. Hannah Steimer, 0 for 3. Sierra Barrett, 4 out of 17. Brady Lehman, 2 out of 9. Thora has 4 out of 8 shooting, but, you know, when you're going through a game and you shoot that low percentage, it's even if your both teams are defending well, you got to get some shots to go in to win a game, and they just didn't have them going down today.
Yeah, and you were in Trout Creek able to just execute down the stretch, and that was the thing. So it was only a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but Concord just 1 point that entire fourth quarter. So you can't have your offense fizzle out like that in the fourth quarter especially. And it was a low-scoring game all night, picking up the scoring a little bit in the second and third quarters. But unfortunately, just not able to get those buckets. They had their open shots in that fourth quarter, but it was just, you just felt like just a deflation of the energy once Grace Doris picked up those back-to-back fourth and fifth fouls and had her sit for the last 2 minutes and change.
I think, Connor, I'll really quick for you and Trout Creek, they'll move on. They play the winner of the next game here at the Breslin Center. Fowler and Genesee Christian coming up at 7:30. But what you and Trout Creek did, and it hurt Concord, was Bree Bessonen had 15 points. That's about a little under her average, but that's a normal game for her. They actually held Emma Bessonen to 1 point, which is 11 points fewer than she's used to. And Ireland Magishik under her point total. But what happened is Hannah Ferguson goes 1 out of 2, and Michaela Basil has 8 points. And so those girls that they were doubling off of and kind of leaving and hoping that they wouldn't hurt them, they did. That's the, you know, to me, that's the difference in the game, is that Basil had a really good third and fourth quarter. And I think that's the difference maker and the poor shooting for Concord.
When you walk down the stars, when your stars are locked down, you got to find a way to get some of those other role players going. And Michaela Basil was able to really step up in a big way there for you and Trout Creek. So that was, just a tough one there for Concord. But you and Trout Creek, it was a very even game. Again, you see 10 points, whatever, in final score. You could see, that was close right there until 2 minutes left once you and Trout Creek was able to finally pull away again with Thorez on the bench.
If they played 9 more times, I wouldn't be shocked if Concord won 5 of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a good matchup. They got more shots to fall. Concord struggled with the free throw line, too, and that just worked out in there. And in what's their, you and Trout Creek's favor, the Panthers with the win. They earned it.
4-4 only after the first quarter. Then Concord responded with an 11-8 second quarter to lead by three at the halftime break. And then Ewan Trout Creek answered with a 13-8 third quarter themselves to lead by two in the fourth. And then 9-1 the score in the fourth quarter. So that was really the fourth quarter. That was what did it. Bree Beston led the way, 15 points for the Lady Panthers. Island McGeeshick, 8 points, 15 rebounds, gobbling up the glass for the Lady Panthers. 8 points, big 8 points there for Michaela Basil, 2 for Ferguson, 1 for Emma Bessonen. Now for Concord, big output for CeCe Barrett, 9 points in that one, 8 for Torres, 4 for Brady Lehman, and then 3 for Haley Steimer. So unfortunately, Concord not able to make it to their first championship appearance. But Ewan Trout Creek, this is going to be their first state championship appearance since 1985. Wow. 40 years for this school. So a feel-good moment for them, but again, just unfortunate to see Concord have their great season ended. But, I mean, you mentioned they still have a lot of players coming back for next year.
Yeah, you're going to bring back Brady Lehman. She'll only be a junior. You'll have Haley Steimer back in that same vein, just as a junior next year. Maya Barrett's played some minutes this year. She'll be back. Sierra Barrett's just a junior, so she'll be a senior next year. So they'll have some ammunition, and they'll be a tough one in the big eight. You do lose Grace Torres. You lose Hannah Steimer, which were a catalyst to the great year this year. But I think they figure out a way to reload and have another good team that next year. You can never take for granted. It's a lot harder to get back to this point in the season than it may seem. And so you can't say, well, we'll be back again, because you never know. But it does feel like they had a chance, and it slipped through their fingers. But they'll come back and be good again next year, and maybe better for the lesson. Maybe they come back having learned the lesson and improved because of the defeat.
Concord season ending with a Final Four appearance and a 22-5 record. Again, a phenomenal season for Concord. And Ewan Trout Creek, they improved to 27-1. And as you mentioned, they will take on the winner of Fowler and Genesee Christian at 10 a.m. on Saturday in this building in the Division IV Girls State Championship. Steve Boyle, any final thoughts for us this evening?
You know, it's not just final thoughts on this game, but this is going to be our last coverage of basketball all season. It was a really fun year. Connor, I'm glad that we have you on the team, and so we have a couple very strong broadcasts. So when it comes down to doubleheaders and covering the postseason in Jackson, I think we're very fortunate to have a lot of great girls and boys programs. More often than not, we see our season end here or in the quarterfinals. So we never get shortchanged on getting to cover some very exciting basketball. For Concord, you know, we came in on their bandwagon a little late. You know, I thought we might be done when the Grass Lakes and Lumen Christie's and Michigan Centers go out. But Concord came out and was the plucky, longest-lasting team in the area this year. And I'm glad that we did get to come see them, because they really play a good brand of basketball. They had some talented players. Coach Parker has them playing right. He makes a lot of right calls as far as defensive and offensive schemes. So it was great to get to follow them. Thanks to Matt Lehman and Concord Community Schools for giving us some sponsorship and making it so that we can come out and cover their team. And for the community of Concord, it's really uplifting to get to see the way they supported this team. And Brian made a statement. We were at Harper Creek in their quarterfinal game, and saw somebody that he knew, and he said, who are you coming to watch? Who's your kid? And he said, oh, nobody. We're just part of the community. We come out and support. And I think that the great thing about Jackson, and you see it statewide, really, is that the communities rally around these teams, and so that makes it really fun, and you get to see the best part of humanity, to make it too deep right now. But I had a lot of fun this year. I hope you did too, and I look forward to next year and maybe another trip to the Breslin Center.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Again, a lot of talented teams in the area. Of course, Concord, they're going to have, I think, a good team next year. I mean, look at other teams. I mean, Lumen Christi.
Yeah, say who
they're going to be great.
Lumen's going to be maybe better next year with a little more experience for their great freshmen.
Yeah, got a pair of great freshmen there. So Lumen Christi will have a good team. Grass Lake, they always have a great team. And you know, some of the other teams in the region, you know, Michigan Center, Western, they had great seasons. So I think on the girls' side of things, we're going to have, I think we have another good chance at covering some deep runs, and I hope we do, because, you know, it's always good to see when we have one of these local teams able to make a run like this. So
yeah, and I got to say, basketball, girls basketball in particular in the state of Michigan and certainly in the Jackson area, as you just rattled off a handful of teams that year on year you can count on being good and being a threat. And one of the great shames, and we mention it almost every time we do a broadcast, is that Grass Lake has to play Lumen in the district instead of meeting them in the quarterfinal or in the semifinal, and that, you know, that all the only one of those great teams can really come out of the area and get to showcase for the state how good basketball is in Jackson.
Yeah, and just how it is sometimes, but it's always fun, and it was really fun this year, my first year in the great state of Michigan, broadcasting some high school basketball, and it was very fun, and I look forward to more years to come.
Well, you do a great job, and it was fun to get to play the to be the professor, to be in the analyst chair rather than the play-by-play, and know that you're handling the job very well. And it's actually a much more relaxing position to just have to do a little analysis. And hopefully I did a good job. You did a great job, and it was really fun all year. And I can't wait till next year.
There we go. Once again, final score, you and Trout Creek 34, Concord 24. State championship will be between you and Trout Creek and the winner of Fowler and Genesee Christian on Saturday. For Steve Boyle, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM. For tuning in.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.